Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
The organizer of a popular Philly cake competition fundraiser has passed away.
He brought a lot of bakers to the forefront, and he also gave students a platform.
The event will go on this year on October 3rd. In this podcast, we remember Harry Giordano, organizer of the Let Them Eat Cake fundraiser.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Sarah Doheny, who is a publicist. And for years and years and years, she was the publicist for an event called Let Them Eat Cake, whose founder was Harry Giordano, who passed away this week. And Sarah, I know that you knew him well, and Harry was a big part of the food and the charitable community in Philadelphia and South Jersey. Before we get into what the event was, what do you want to say about your best memory about Harry?
Oh, Lord. He was larger than life. He was probably one of the most giving men I've ever met in my entire life. He would take his shirt off his back for you. If you had to find, if you were a nonprofit and you were looking for something, he would help you find it. He was instrumental in helping a lot of other nonprofits in their startup stage who are just devastated by this loss, as we all are. We're all numb today.
But he also kind of crossed over also in the foodie world in this event that he founded, Let Them Eat Cake. And like the two of you were always together for that.
It was the three of us. It was Mark Kingsdorf, then myself, who sat one day at Bistro San Tropez with Laura Shoup, who at the time was with Philadelphia Weddings. And they pitched the idea, and I just sat there as the publicist going, okay, and they loved our crazy. Then we went to the Bellevue for our first Let Them Eat Cake. I was just pulling the files out because I have all the years and looking at, we started with, I believe, 15 cakes that first year with Kurt Turchinell from BBT. They were the bands that we used for many, many years. You know, it was a wedding cake pastry competition. So the first year was you had to take a picture of the wedding dress and you had to recreate it in the cake. So the judges, which I believe we have 10, I could probably pull them out by file. They were judged on best tasting, you know, best use of theme and all that.
What do you think Harry did for the cake industry in Philadelphia?
He brought a lot of bakers to the forefront, and he also gave students a platform in which to showcase, like the restaurant school, the Culinary Institute, J&A, and chef instructors, to have their students' cake shown and also to learn from the masters. So we brought in, I was lucky enough over the years to work with Sylvia Weinstock twice, Ron Ben Israel, Benny Rivera, and Mark from City Cakes, Colette Peters from Cakes by Colette, among many others who graced our presence and who really gave the students, besides them being in awe, like, oh my God, there's Sylvia Weinstock, the cake diva, and there's Ron Ben Israel, and they talked to them. It wasn't, you know, they were approachable, and the kids were, I shouldn't say the kids, the students were just in awe because it gave them a chance to showcase all their hard work that they worked with all year at the restaurant school at Walnut Hill College or J&A or the Culinary Institute.
Was like the wedding cake industry as big 20 years ago as it was now? Was it then what it is now?
You know, that's a good question. And coming from a wedding background, because I was a coordinator for 10 years, yeah. figure that one out. It's always been there, but I think it's the level, the mastery of the cake decorators that each year we were amazed at what they brought because we were absolutely blown away. I mean, I'm looking at pictures of cakes. I'm going, oh my Lord, all the work that went into it and then tried to offload it and get it upstairs in one piece and hope you made it to the table. So it was just the hours of incredible work that these bakeries put into it. And the level they brought just blew us all the way every year. It was just like amazing. Like I remember a piece of cake in Makanji. They did a Lucille, and I think you were there that year. They did a Lucille ball cake. And in the middle, they had a, I Love Lucy in the middle of the cake, a reel. It was just amazing. It was like, what? They brought it. They all brought it, all of them.
And through the years, as you guys were holding this competition for nearly 2 decades now, then the TV show started popping up.
Yep. Like, I think the whole wedding industry, when the Food Network hit and things started to change, you know, you had Ron Ben Israel on certain shows. As, you know, the wedding cake industry popped, it became more excitement to see the personalities, you know, the Food Network personalities and the TV personalities who came in, who they were not paid for. They donated their time to our event, which we were, we'll always be grateful for that. So that was another whole, like, oh my Lord, you know, the kids' eyes, I shouldn't say kids, I guess, stop saying kids. The students' eyes would just pop. And all, as long as, and the bakers too, because the bakers who were there followed their careers on TV and followed them and their pastry mastery, and they were just amazed.
And Harry loved it. Harry was a big part of this.
Oh, Harry was a big, you know, he was the master of ceremonies, the schmoozer extraordinaire, and just loved the event because it was about the students, not as well as the pastry, you know, the professionals. But, you know, just to have this whole event go off, we looked at ourselves some nights going, oh, what did we do?
Aside from this being an event that really showcased food and gave students a platform, though, it also raised money for some great causes.
It did. It raised money for City of Hope. And when he left City of Hope, he moved over to Variety Club, which is a children's charity located right outside of Norristown in Worcester, PA. And so when he left, he brought that with. So when he brought that with, they embraced our crazy. They had to kind of embrace all our crazy. And that took it to a whole nother level that year when it went to Variety Club, because it also brought in a different light. They partnered with the Eagles and they had First Trust. So it totally ramped up the competition and the exposure.
Harry was young, right? It was an unexpected thing, right?
It was a sudden death. He passed in his sleep. They believe it was a heart attack.
How is everybody doing?
We're shocked. This is hard. He meant so much to so many. And I don't think he realized how loved he was and such a big personality that he was. And just, like I said earlier, just one of the most giving people that I think would ever grace the face of this earth. We're just still trying to grapple with it.
One of the, if I had to describe a characteristic of him, his, it would be kindness. Do you have a story of kindness or a moment or a memory to share with us?
Harry was always there for me. I think he was always there for all of us. I mean, I think, you know, if you talk to other people and, you know, he loved you and he was very gracious for your time that you gave us over the years with your radio time. You know, there was always a basket in the mail. You know, he'll remember your birthday. There was always a card. There was always a basket. There was always a, hey, darling, which will never be the same again. I think in, you know, in my life, I know it won't be. Nothing was ever enough for Harry. You know, he always made sure that whatever anybody needed, they would have it or he would help them find a way to get it. So I have lots of stories, but my mind is like really blank by it right now. But he, you know, he was a very dear friend to me and helped me through some, you know, peaks and valleys that I went through. He was always right there for me. And I'm sure others can say the same. Because everybody knew Harry. Harry was larger than life.
He was so nice to people. If you met him once, then he remembered you.
Exactly. And that's what his uniqueness was. That no matter where you were, if he saw you on the streets, whether it was at City of Hope back in the day and he was walking Walnut Street and he would see you, he would stop and say hi. Or if he saw you out, he would stop. And there were he has such a giving, big heart. And that's what we're all going to miss, is that the laugh. His laugh was infectious, his bravado and the kindness. And I don't think we can say that enough, just to have that kind, gentle soul, especially today. They don't make them that way anymore.
Can you express like what he meant to Philadelphia?
Wow. I don't know if there's enough time for that, because his network was like a tree. There wasn't anything that he wouldn't do. He helped many other nonprofits in the startup phase. He donated his time to them. Limelight was one of them, with Cheryl Cole Lurie when she started out. when her son, with her son Nick, and the nonprofit Harry helped her with. So there was not a time that you couldn't walk down Walnut Street, Harry wouldn't know somebody. He was a presence. He was a force in the nonprofit industry. He was a schmoozer. He would schmooze your pants off, and you would just say thank you and keep walking and not know that your pants were off, because that's how good he was. He was the schmoozer. Harry was the best schmoozer. I wish he had taught me how to schmooze more. But that's, you know, he was good at what he did. And when you're in the nonprofit world, you need a good schmoozer.
But it was from the heart, though. I feel like it wasn't just to get somebody to donate to the cause.
It was. It was always from the heart. It was never... was never self-indulgent for him. It was always from the heart. And that's the thing that we're going to miss. That's what we're going to miss the most, is that, you know, his kindness was felt through many roots of the tree that he created through all of us who was were lucky enough to have him in our lives in one way or another. And you didn't have to talk to Harry every day. You could talk to him 3 weeks ago and all of a sudden you'll get a text like, hey, darling, what's up? And I was like, oh, hey, yo, what are you doing?
Will Let Them Eat Cake continue without Harry Giordano?
I hope so. I want it to. I think a lot of us do. It's going to be hard, but knowing Harry as well as I do, he wouldn't want us to stop. But we'll leave that up to the nonprofit and their decisions on what they wish to do. I don't want to answer for them, but I'm sure all the bakeries will rally.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Hadass. Thank you for all your support over the years. It's gratefully appreciated. But his heart will live on inside of all of us. And Let Them Eat Cake.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadass Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadass Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.